Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power today. Guide us, Lord. Minister to every heart here today. Let there be salvation, healing, mercy, angels, mighty clouds of the Holy Spirit manifested here. Thanks a million, Jesus, for your great power that is here today. Lift your hands, everybody.
Jesus,
fill us, Lord. Come and fill us, Lord. Fill your lambs today. Fill your lambs this evening, Lord. Touch our lives, Lord. You are a wonderful healing Jesus. Jesus, your name is beautiful, wonderful. We receive your power. You are real, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Wherever you are tonight, place your hand wherever your sickness is. Jesus, thank you for healings tonight. Eyes are opening right now as I'm speaking. Ears are opening right now. I see the angel of the Lord standing by you to minister to you. Ministering angels, receive the grace of God now. Receive the power of God right now and be healed in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and thank God for your healing. Every part of your body, every part of your life, receives healing tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you. I want to thank again the pastors, the wonderful pastors of this great city, Kuruman. I know this city is a great city with a great history. We are glad to be here. And I know God is going to use the pastors in Kuruman to do great things. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. We also thank the executive mayor for her support in this great campaign.
More campaigning, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that tonight is your special night? Tonight.
Yes.
No one is going to go away from this place the same. Some of you in the spirit, you came here carrying a big ball. That ball is heavy and represents your troubles and problems. But I see you walking out of here without that ball. Because Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whatever burden you brought here tonight, you are going home without that burden. You are declared healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. Wow. God is going to raise up a South African pastor who is going to have a very large church and ministry. I don't know if it's going to be from this city, but God is going to raise up a South African pastor. God is going to use him. I don't know who he is. Father, whatever you have destined for these people, do it. South Africa, awaits the gift of God, messengers of God, the help from above. Bless South Africa, Lord. Touch South Africa. Send gifts, Lord. Send messengers from above, Lord. Let us not be without the gifts in South Africa. Thank you. Whatever the politicians could not do, and whatever the government cannot do, I thank you tonight, Lord, that you are doing it for your people in South Africa. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, my sermon or my little short message is entitled, Seek Ye the Lord While He May Be Found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Hey.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And I'm preaching from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55.
And verse 6.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways.
And the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Tonight, God is telling us his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As far as the heavens
are
above the earth, so are my ways from your ways and my thoughts far from your thoughts. If you all look this way towards the blue sky, you see in the sky blue. That is the blue that is around the earth. You can see over there. The earth is round. And it's surrounded by a blue atmosphere. A blue atmosphere.
Atmosphere a blue.
Atmosphere a blue. When you look in the air,
how the bell am up,
you don't see blue, but when you look far, you can see blue. And if you go out to space and you look down, you see that the earth is the only planet surrounded by blue. The rest of the planets, if you bother to see them, are brown and light brown and red. Do you see how bright the sun is? That is the sun from here. But if you go to Mars, if you go to Saturn, you go to Jupiter, you go towards Pluto, and you look at the big sun, it becomes small like a star. So the sun is one small star. Yeah. And God made all this. And God doesn't mind if you don't know. Because you are nobody. Who are you? If you don't know how great God is. You see how big the earth is? Two planets away, Jupiter is 1,000 times bigger.
Bigger
than Earth. Yeah. 1,000 times. If the earth is like this, the earth is like this, Jupiter is.
Yeah.
So God is saying, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. The way you think is not the way I think. As far as the heavens are from the earth, so are my thoughts far from your thoughts, and my ways of doing things far from your ways. That is why preaching sometimes sounds strange. When you preach the truth, it sounds strange because the truth is that my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the heavens are from this earth, so are my ways from your ways and my thoughts from your thoughts. So it's very important for you and me who are nothing. To believe in God. One day, a lady that I knew, her father died in Europe. And she was in Africa. By the time she traveled to her father, where her father had died, they had finished the funeral.
Give me a little bottle.
This one. When she got home, she said, "Where is Papa?"
Are Papa kae?
And he said, "He is here." He was dead. And they took her to a little room and brought a jar that you used to make jam, a small one. And showed her, "This is your father. He was in the jar." Yes. Yeah. Cremation. And they scrape together. This is your father. This is you and me. We are in one jam jar. Do you think you are important? Look at the sky. Where is God? Very great.
Hey.
Very, very great. We are of no importance. He says, as far... You see, you better listen carefully because when you hear about God, you may not think it's true.
How
says, because as far as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways far from your ways, and so are my thoughts far from your thoughts. Now listen to what he says and listen carefully. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Not there is a time you can seek for God. But a time will come when you cannot seek for God. When you are a young man, seek for God. As you get older, you are more difficult to reach. One day, I was standing by the roadside, and I was going somewhere in my country, and I stopped the car. It was not a taxi, just a normal car. But when he saw me, the man decided to give me a lift. So I got in the car. And I started to talk to the man about Jesus. When I started, he almost started laughing. He said, do you know who you are talking to? He said, I have been young before like you. Now I am old. I don't believe this type of nonsense. He said, what you are doing, I used to do. Now I have grown. I don't believe. That is why God says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You see, when you go through life, you have so many experiences, you easily stop believing in God. Yes. When you see the difficulties that are experienced in life, you start to stop believing. That is why the best time to seek the Lord is when you are a young man and a young lady. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. There are times you put off seeking the Lord to later.
It's,
oh, no problem. I remember a man who was invited to church. Come to the crusade. Come to the church. He never said no. No. He said, okay, I'll come. Do you know those kind of people? They never say no, but they never come.
Hey.
This man, he said, I'll come, no worries. No problem. I'll come to your church. It's not a problem. I'll be there. One day, after several invitations, he finally came. That was really actually a powerful service. The choir sang beautifully. Yeah. Choir was really good that day. The preacher was also seemed to be, you know, sometimes pastors can preach better or less better. That day was best.
Yeah.
The day the guy came. Then he did a powerful altar call for salvation, like, come to Jesus. Amazingly, the guy did not give his life to Jesus. Even though the preacher preached the best. In fact, this man did not even listen to the sermon that day. Can you believe it? You've come to a church after being invited many times, and when you finally come, you don't listen. He didn't listen. Even the choir, there was a girl who was so excellent that day. She was glorious that day. But he didn't listen. Do you know why he didn't listen? How many want to know why this man did not listen? Because he did not listen because it was his funeral. And say, he did not listen to the message because it was his funeral. He was lying down in the coffin. He had has been invited many times, but he never came till he was dead and he was carried in a coffin and laid in the front. That's why he didn't hear the music. That's why he didn't hear the message. That is why he didn't lift up his hand. Because he was dead. He had come too late. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Are you listening to me? One day, I went somewhere and I met a rich man. When I saw him, I said, you need to be born again. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. When I said to this man, you must be born again, he turned to me. Who do you think you are? Do you think you are better than me? Why should you tell me to be born again? You cannot come here and start shouting, I have to be born again. What is wrong with you? I was scared. I told him, don't quarrel. And he told me, I don't quarrel, I beat. When he said I beat, I was immediately frightened. Because I did not want him to beat me. So I kept quiet. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he may be found. 3 months later, I went to the same place and I saw this same man. He immediately I thought I should tell this man to be saved. But I remember that he said he would beat me. So it was actually, I think, 2nd of January. 2nd of the first few days of January. So I said, instead of salvation, I said, Happy New Year. I felt it was safer. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he is near. Another 3 months later, I had a phone call. This man, this rich man, was sick. And he had been taken to the hospital suddenly. And as he was in the hospital, the sickness was getting worse. And he now could see that maybe he would die. So he told somebody, he knew the person goes to my church, can you call evangelist Doug Mills? I got a call on my phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this man, Mr. Rich Man, is in this hospital.
Hospital.
And he wants you to come. I said, me? He said he will beat me. It cannot be me. Bye-bye. Then, my friend had a call. Hello? Mr. Richman is in the hospital. He is mentioned specifically that Heward Mills. Can he come to the house, they gave the name of the hospital. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he is near.
Jesus.
I called one of my pastors. Do you think I should go?
He said,
maybe you should go. So I said, okay. Let's go. We were going to go. Then another call came. Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Richman,
Muhumi,
he's just died. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he is near. He's not always near. And he cannot always be found. So, I called the man who was near his bed when he was dying. I said, what happened? Because the Bible says, let me die the death of a righteous man. Let me not die the death of a wicked man. He said he was in the bed. And you tell, look, they are coming. He could see the spirits. They are coming for me. Look, can you not see? He could see demons were coming for him to take him to
heaven.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the Lord while he is near. Your ways are not his ways. You better listen. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And let him return to our God. For he will pardon you abundantly. Look at my hand. God sent me to speak to you here in Kuruman. God sent me to invite you, even pastors, to return to the Lord. Yes. Return to the Lord while he may be found. Come, let us return to our God. Turn away from your sins and wicked ways, fighting and killing and stealing. Turn around and come to God while he may be found. Because he may not always be near. He says, call upon the Lord while he's near. Tonight, God is near. You have to listen. You see, somebody told me that, he said, I cannot believe that God would make hell for people to suffer. So, you know, me too, I started to think, yeah, maybe God will not make a hell. Maybe it's true. God is so kind. So one day, I went to a prison. When I saw the people, I was amazed. Hundreds in a small place. Food,
Dijon,
You will never see KFC again.
How can you talk about KFC? How
you
go?
You are there. Yes. But you see, this prison was in West Africa.
West Africa.
But the greatest surprise was the type of people in the prison. It was not only people from Ghana. In Nigeria.
Because Nigeria.
I saw Chinese.
China.
Hey. Then I saw 6 Koreans. Koreans are different from Chinese.
China.
You may not know the difference. When you see, even between the boys and the girls, you may not see the difference. There is a difference. Then I saw a Lebanese man. And I was thinking, all these people, no matter where they come from. Then I saw an Englishman wearing shorts. He has been there for a long time. He was walking, holding, there is a type of food in our country called gari. He was holding small. Yeah. When I look, I say, hey, Holy Spirit spoke to me. If human beings can make a place to keep some people who they think these are not good people, do you think God cannot make a place to keep people that He says these are not good people? Your ways are not His ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. You cannot imagine. Yes. Jesus is the only person we know who has told us the story of somebody who went to hell in the whole world. He said in Luke 16, there was a certain rich man clothed in purple.
Color purple.
This lady there is wearing purple. This one there. Can you stand up so I see? This color. Or this color. Turn around. The rich man was just like this man. And he was clothed in fine linen. Like this. Wow. And the Bible says he fed sumptuously every day. Every day, there was nothing like fasting in his life. He was eating chisanyama, chicken, KFC, everything. Do they eat chisanyama here? Yeah. And there was a poor man. His name was Lazarus. Full of sores all over his leg. And moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Can I ask everybody to sit down? No one should walk now. Nobody should walk at all. Not even one person. I will stop preaching when you sit down, then I'll continue preaching. All right. Listen.
Reza.
This poor man was covered with sores and dogs. All the dogs of Kuruman were licking his sores. He could not go to the hospital. So the poor man, every day, when he wakes up, about eight dogs, all of them licking, because in the morning, something green, reddish, brownish, blood, especially the blood, they smell the blood. In medicine, it's called Buruli ulcer. Yeah. And he was coming. And the dogs would... They would bite little pieces of meat and lick it. And the rich man was passing by. Chisanyama. Please. Eating.
Oh,
hungry.
Kishule.
Something.
Mpayala matoto rabo roto. Chwe.
Please. And the poor man was suffering.
Munayo na shotega. Alela.
Then he, one day, one of the dogs bit him. And he got a fever.
Shaking.
No hospital. And the Bible says the poor man died. But you see, when you die, the Bible says immediately after you die is judgment. So you cannot sleep for long. As soon as you die, you get up.
So,
the Bible says he died after the fever. He died. And immediately, he rose from the dead, and immediately the Bible says angels came around him and escorted him to heaven.
Wow.
Angels. Go and read your Bible.
Balam Bible.
Now the rich man also was smoking cigars.
Cigars. And the hopper.
And drinking whiskey. With a lot of girlfriends. Girls from Klerksdorp. Girls from East London. Girls from Polokwane. And especially girls from Toyando.
Hey.
The rich man was having a good time. One day, he was walking in town and he felt some pain. Maybe I'm drinking too much. And then the rich man also died. But I told you, not for long. Immediately got up. For judgment. And he saw his body lying there in his beautiful Armani suit that he bought in Paris. And this time, no angels. Angels were not available. But rather, devils came for him. Devils came for him.
Satan,
hey. And he descended down. He went down to hell. He descended into hell. Yeah. Yeah. Go and read your Bible. Those of you who think we are joking, it's not a joke.
No.
Everybody who dies has either the experience of the poor man or the experience of the rich man. Either you go up,
it's either wa kwa godimo
or you go down. Are you going to go up or you are going to go down? Now, when the rich man went to hell, you go down to hell there. Careful. Go into the fire of the choristers.
Inside.
He was now in the fire. And he saw Father Abraham. Father
Abraham,
have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water to come and cool my tongue.
Hey!
This is a rich man who was living in Johannesburg. Now he's crying. Because you see, he saw the poor man. He saw the poor man. The poor man was in heaven enjoying some drinks. He has suffered for so long. It's good to be in heaven. Then he saw some angels. Angels, come and take pictures. I want to send a WhatsApp to my friends in Kuruma. Wow! The poor man was really enjoying heaven. And the rich man was screaming, please! Just a drop of water. Just one drop. Just a drop. Listen, there is, you see, since I was born, I've never gone to somebody's house and asked, can I have a drop? I said, oh, can I have a glass or a bottle? But to say, just a drop.
Never.
There is a place where they are screaming and begging. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the heavens are above the earth, and as far as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways. You cannot even imagine. Just a drop.
Just a drop.
There are people screaming today.
Just
a drop of water. And Abraham said no.
Abraham said
no. If you want to hear yes, seek the Lord now. While you can hear yes. When you go down there, you hear no. Everything is no. And he said, Father Abraham, I am tormented. I am suffering. I have never suffered. Rich people are used to air conditioning. Then he remembered his five brothers in Kuruman. He said, I have five brothers in Kuruman. They are just like me. Drinking, smoking, drinking, smoking. I have five brothers. They are just like, I know they will come. Drugs, murderers, killers. I know they will come here. Send Lazarus as an evangelist. Give him a truck. Give him a pulpit like this one. Send Lazarus. Give him a stage. Let him rise from the dead. I go and preach. Abraham said no. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. A time will come when you only hear no. And he said, let them hear the prophets. And today's prophets, they are only preaching about money. And prosperity. When you go to church, you never hear about heaven or hell. Prophets, be careful. Pastors, be careful. People are going to go to hell because of your preaching. Let them hear the prophets. But when you put on the television and you listen to the prophet, you wonder whether the prophet has become a bank manager. Listen, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. God sent his Son for you. God loves you. Listen. People, listen, as far as the heavens from the earth. You see, you cannot imagine. Pastors.
Baruti.
A pastor, Assemblies of God pastor. I don't know what he was preaching. One Sunday night, Jesus appeared to him in his
hotel
and said, come, come. And he took him down. Then he saw hell. I can see now. I can see with my eyes. Reddish brown. Brown red. Waves.
Makubu.
Screams.
Hoa.
Wailing.
Hoa.
Gnashing. People.
Bato.
Rich men.
Bahumi.
Presidents.
The president.
People.
Bato.
White men.
Bato.
Far.
Kakala.
I can see it.
Nkabo na jano. Hey.
And the pastor.
Barudi,
afraid.
Bachoga.
And he came and he saw his friend.
Abona tsala ya gago.
His best friend from school.
Tsala ya gago na a rata tota go tswa ko sekolong.
He said, are you here?
Are alo wena o fa?
Are you here?
Ao fa lo wena.
Are you here?
Ao fa.
When did you come here?
O tleleng fa.
You know what his friend told him?
Tsala gago a bare.
It was Sunday.
E ne go le Sontaga.
His friend told him,
amrare.
There was an accident on Friday.
Accident.
I died on Friday. And I came here Friday. He was shaking. You see, people in hell know when they died. They know I died on Friday. I died on Thursday. I died on Tuesday. And he knows I came here on Friday. And today is Sunday. Seek ye the Lord. While he may be found, call upon the Lord while he is near. Tonight, God is calling you. All of you young men, listen to me. You think you are big and strong. When you are dying, you'll be screaming like a rat. It's time to repent. Don't deceive yourself. You are nothing.
How sepe
fit into this bottle.
You're
nothing.
How sepe.
It is God who is showing you kindness today.
Yes.
God is showing you kindness.
Yes.
Look at my hands. Jesus sent me to invite you. Come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Turn around. Seek the Lord Jesus while he may be
seen.
From tonight, you cannot say you did not hear. You are hearing it now. Jesus is calling you. Turn around. Receive him. And your sins will be washed away.
And
your name will be written in the book of life. Do you want your name to be written in the book of life? Do you want your sins to be washed away? Are you ready to repent and turn to God? Then if you want Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift your hand like this, just your right hand, and stand up if you've lifted your hand. If you want Jesus to wash your sins, your hand must be up like this, and you must be
standing.
Close your eyes. Say this prayer in English after in Tswana. Say Jesus.
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 I am seeking you now.
I am seeking you now.
While you may be found.
While you may be found.
I am calling upon you, Lord. While you are near.
While you are near.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I humble myself.
I humble myself.
I kneel before you, Jesus.
I kneel before you, Jesus.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my many wicked ways.
Forgive me for my many wicked ways.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Forgive.
I've done many, many bad things.
I've done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Lord Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
Please write my name.
Please. Write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Father. From tonight. Say, from tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I I will serve God.
I will serve God.
I'll follow Jesus.
I'll follow Jesus.
Everybody will see that I am a Christian.
Everybody will see that I'm a Christian.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am following Jesus.
I am following Jesus.
The Savior.
The Savior.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I am opening my heart.
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 Tonight.
Tonight.
To God.
To God.
To Jesus.
To Jesus.
To the Holy Spirit.
To the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For tonight.
For tonight.
It's a special night.
It's a special night.
Of salvation,
of salvation
for my life.
For my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please accept me.
Please accept
from today.
From today.
To serve you.
To serve you.
To follow you.
To follow you.
And to be your servant.
And to be your servant.
Now lift only your right hand like this. And say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Satan,
Satan,
listen very carefully.
Listen very carefully.
From tonight,
from tonight,
I have given my life to Jesus.
I have given my life to Jesus.
Satan,
Satan,
from today,
from today,
me and you is finished.
Me and you is finished.
I will not serve you again.
I will not serve you again.
Satan.
Satan.
I will not follow you anymore.
I will not follow you anymore.
Satan.
Satan.
I will not follow you anymore.
I will not follow you anymore.
I belong to Jesus today.
I belong to Jesus today.
And forever.
And forever.
My name is in the book of life.
My name is in the book of life.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Lift your two hands like this. Say, Jesus, thank you for saving me. I love you.
I
thank you
for your forgiveness
and your mercy
to my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wave your hand like this. Wave your hand like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. From tonight, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now take out your book like this. Take out your book. Everybody take your book out. And lift up your book wonderfully. Say, I'm going to read this book. How many are going to read this book? I'm going to read this book.
I'm going to read this book.
And I'm going to become a strong Christian.
And I'm going to become a strong Christian.
Satan has lost his control over my life.
Satan has lost control over my life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wave your two hands like this. With your book. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Your turn.
Are tswale matlo o tsholetse letsogo la gago la moja. Re tle go rapela mmogo. E reng Morena Jesu. Ke a go amogela jaaka morena le mmoloki wa botshelo jwa me. Nthuta go batla o sentse o ka bonwa dikakanyo tsa gago ga se tsa rona, ditsela tsa gago ga se tsa rona. Bula pelo ya me ke go amogele jaaka morena le mmoloki wa botshelo jwa me. Ntshutlha dibe tsa ka tsotlhe intshwarele tse ke di itse le tse ke sa di itse ntlhapise ka madi a morena Jesu gore ke nne moshweu go feta semathana nkutlwela botlhoko kwala leina la me mo bukeng ya botshelo kwala leina la me mo bukeng ya botshelo morena Jesu go tloga gompijono ke pholositswe ke ngwana wa Modimo. Halleluja.
Halleluja. Wow. How many are going to follow Jesus from tonight? How many have decided to follow Jesus? Let's sing that song, I've decided.
I've decided
to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Have you decided to follow Jesus?
To follow Jesus.
There is a change in my life. Keep watching me. Keep watching me. Keep watching me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's time now for miracles. Hallelujah. Nobody should walk around, please. Do not walk around now. Follow my instructions. Amen. Please follow what I'm saying. Jesus is here right now. We are closing in a few minutes. Please follow my instructions. I am the Lord that healeth thee. If you can, please, for a moment. Place your hand where your sickness is. Whatever problem you have tonight, Jesus is not only a preaching Jesus, He's also a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Amen.
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 So now, I want you to put your hand like this. Wherever your problem is, put it. If you can't put it, maybe the sickness is at the bad place, just put it on your heart like that. So many miracles are already taking place. Somebody, you must put your hand on your eye because God is opening your eyes right now. You know, in the Bible, the Bible says, Jehovah Rapha, is the Lord that healeth thee. He said, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. I will take away sickness from you. Tonight, Jesus is taking away sickness from you. Whatever the doctor cannot cure, always going up and down, Jesus is here tonight to open your eyes, to set you free. Just place your hand wherever the Father, thank you for tonight's wonderful miracles. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for miracle healing. Touch every life, Lord. I command demons, wicked diagnoses, devils, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Legs are being straightened now. Satan, be quiet. Your power is finished tonight. Anybody that is screaming, rolling, jump, falling down, bring them to me in the front.
Yes.
Power.
Mata.
Power.
Mata.
Jesus. Bring to me. Something is happening. Power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Right now, something is happening. Bring them to me on the stage. Power of God is here. Put your hand where the sickness is right now. Something is happening. Receive it. On the stage. On the stage.
On stage.
Bring them on the stage. Bring this one. Satan, your power is gone tonight. It's gone. Yeah, just put it right. Bible says Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Put them here. Many gave heed to the things which Philip
watched,
both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. Devils came out of many of them, screaming. Father, I thank you for miracles happening right now. Somebody's eyes are being opened right now. Somebody's eyes are being opened right now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Somebody, you cannot walk. Rise and be healed right now. There's a lady here, you couldn't walk. You couldn't walk. But now, the power of God has come over your life. Yes. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Father, thank you for your power that is manifesting here right now.
Yes.
Everybody lift your hand and thank God.
Everybody,
lift your hand and thank God. Thank God right now. Everybody pray, pray. Devils are coming out of people. Pray. Pray in the spirit. Everybody pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray. Shabalababababababa. Mando kapala sabanda la babanda. Satan, your power. right now. Check yourself.
Check
yourself. If God has touched you, if God has touched you tonight, if God has touched you tonight, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Wherever you are, whatever God has done for you, come to the front quickly. How many have received a touch from God tonight? How many have received a touch from God tonight? Right now, whatever God has done for you, come quickly to the front. Quickly come. Come.
Come.
If God has touched you,
come.
Let them come. Come all the way to the front.
Come.
Those who were healed in the morning, come. If you came here this morning, if you came here this morning and you were healed, come. Come. All the way to the front here. Satan, your power is broken tonight by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the name of Jesus. We cast out devils. We cast out devils. We command them, go out. Come 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 out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen carefully. Check yourself. You see, if you read Acts chapter 8, verse 5,
the
Bible says that Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ to them. And many gave heed to the things that he said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many that were taken with the palsies and many that were sick were healed. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Acts chapter 8 verse 5. That is what you are seeing here. Unclean spirits are coming out, crying with a loud voice. The Bible says, when the spirit saw him, they saw Jesus, the spirit tore him, and he fell to the ground and wallowed They rolled. So the spirit is tearing them. That's why you see them manifesting like this. If you were healed even this morning, God has touched you. Now you were healed even yesterday, but you couldn't have a chance to testify. Quickly come to the front. Tonight we are not going to spend much time. If God has touched you, whatever the problem, the Bible says 10 lepers were healed. Only one came back to say thank you. Yes. Demons are coming. One day, I went somewhere and I cast devils out of a lady. And then another time, I was casting devils out of another lady. And the demons that mentioned when they came into her from another person. That is why I say you should pray so that an evil spirit will not come from one of these into somebody else. Lift your hand and pray, everybody, for one moment. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for healing. Thank you for miracles. Thank you. Jesus. Every snake, come out. Every dragon, come out. Every power of darkness, come out. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb. Olivia, what is happening?
Yes. We have a beautiful miracle here. 8 years ago, this woman's husband died. And from that time, she could not walk again.
Some of them are okay. Come, I pray for you. Father, thank you for healing. In Jesus' name. Go. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lift this up. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. Leave it. Power of, what happened?
Evangelist, 8 years ago, her husband died. After that, she had to use this to walk. Her knees, her waist, she was bent. Struggling to walk. When you pray, the power of God touched her. And right now, she's straight and she can walk. She can demonstrate how she used to walk.
Hallelujah. How were you walking before?
Tell her how she was walking before.
Evangelist.
Wow, and now she can walk. Let her walk and let's see. Let her walk.
Walk.
I'm going to jump in the boat.
Evangelist, 8 years.
For 8 years.
8 years.
This woman was bent over. Tonight she is walking. Walk, let's see. Walk. Walk. Wow. Give Jesus a mighty clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. Doctor, what is happening? Father, thank you for healing for all these ones. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Never the same again. Satan, your power is finished. Your power is finished. In the name of Jesus. Take them. Take them. Off. If I prayed for them, let them go.
Evangelist for 2 years. She could not fold and unfold the hand.
She could not open her hand. Let her speak. Let her tell us.
Jesus. I got an accident in the year 2014 at the town, and this hand couldn't, these fingers couldn't do something like this. And yesterday, the pastor, the ex-evangelist, asked us to raise up our hands, and I felt something fall on my head, and my hand start to do something like this.
Wow!
The doctor told me that I was supposed to have stroke.
Stroke.
In the year 2014, and this hand couldn't do something like this. Wow. But so today I would like to thank God because I'm healed.
Hallelujah. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this lady had an accident. Everybody in the car died except her. But her spine, she had problems with that. Could not walk properly, was limping. But the power of God touched her this morning. And now she can walk.
Walk and let's see. Everybody died.
Everybody died. Everybody died. Her spine.
What has God done for you? Tell us quickly.
Yesterday I was here. I couldn't walk properly. Most of the people saw me last night. I was here. This morning I came, and then evangelist prayed for me. I got a hip fracture after the accident. Then this morning I received my healing. I prayed for I can walk properly.
Wow, walk and let's see. Walk and let's see.
For 4 years, this man had severe pain in the right hip. He could not walk properly. Tonight, the power of God came upon him. Strength has come back into his leg, and he can move.
Let him tell us.
My God is good.
What happened? What happened?
I had a severe dramatic in my right. En dus het mijn hip opgeneukerd.
God, arthritis.
Het heb je genade van God gekregen.
She received the mercy of God.
And what could he not do? What couldn't he do because of the pain?
Before, he could not.
Ik kan niet meer benen bewegen. Ik ben aan de kerk gekomen.
He cannot move with his... He cannot move because he has got...
Move and let's see. Move and let's see.
My God is good.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady had so much pain in her knees and her feet. Wow. She couldn't walk. But tonight, after the prayer, the pain is gone.
Wow.
She can walk without
pain. Let her tell us.
I
had
the pain under the
She had a burning feet
under the knees, and then she got the pain on the wrist.
Pastor, the past 6 months I had a pain on my stomach, on my backache. Now, today I received the prayer. I'm healed. I can go to work. I cannot take the medication from starting from now. I'm healed. Thank to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Doctor, what is this called?
This back pain could be due to spondylosis of the lumbar spine.
Spondylosis.
Yes.
You are healed of spondylosis.
Thank you, Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
This lady had a problem with her throat, tonsillitis, and said she had pain in this place, the ear, itching, nose, and when you were praying, all the
disappeared. Tonsillitis heals tonight.
Miracles tonight. Pain in the chest.
Wow.
And pain in the right hand. Tell us what happened.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus is Lord. I want to thank God. This morning when I get here,
I had
the pain on the chest. It goes down, it comes up to the voice. But God heals me.
Amen.
Is it gone?
Amen.
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 Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise.
Evangelist, she could not see properly.
Wow.
Tonight,
somebody with a lump in the breast. Breast healing. Where are you? Lift your hand. What happened?
She could not see properly, evangelist.
Wow, let her tell us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday night.
I cannot come here. I've got an eye.
It's
yes.
I
cannot see for years.
I
couldn't see anything from this. Yesterday after prayer, after I pray, when I see red color, I see my ring. It's only the way that I cannot see clearly.
And now can you see? She can see now. Yes, I can
see.
Dear Bona.
Only.
Close the good eye. Close the good eye. No, with the hand. With the hand. No.
One hand.
One side. Can you see? Ah,
okay.
Hey.
Yellow.
Okay,
yellow. You can see yellow.
You
can see the hand of the evangelist.
She could only see what red.
Everything
was red.
I just received the red color.
Wow, and today she can see. Give Jesus a mighty
clap. Hallelujah!
This man is so happy.
Why?
For 10 years he's had pain in both feet, under the soles.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened tonight?
I'm very so happy, but can't go anywhere.
Question about
my problem is that
he's very happy.
I don't understand what is the problem in my foot. Okay,
I don't know what happened to my feet, but now I thank God.
Is it gone?
He said.
Is gone.
It's gone.
Well, how do you say is it gone?
It's a maile.
It's a maile.
It's a maile.
It's a maile.
It's a maile, baby.
It's a maile.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Evangelist, this guy came here yesterday.
Yes.
But he left before you prayed.
Wow.
Because he was in pain. He says that tears were just dropping from his eye. And the eye was itching. Where he was standing, he could not even see you. He could not even see the light.
Wow.
But today he said he was coming. And he will wait for your prayer. Because he felt that somebody was trying to kill him. And then when he came, the tears have stopped.
Can you see?
Look at all
yeah, I can see probably. I can see clearly. When I firstly came here, I couldn't even see the road while I'm coming. But I kept on praying and believing that Dr. Howard Mills would have mercy upon my life and the Lord God in heaven.
Wow.
So till now I can see, I can even watch the lights there. Where I'm working, they know, they call me Ben 10. I couldn't even see nothing.
They call you what?
Ben 10. That's my name from where I work.
Ben 10.
Yeah.
Ben 10.
Yeah. Yes. Atul Karata.
And what does it mean, Ben 10?
I'm the small one, Edway. So they call me Ben 10. Ben 10. There by BP Garage in Kuruma.
Wow.
So they see all of them who knows me, they knew my eyes couldn't see nothing. I just used the pumps to tip that thing automatically. I couldn't put pedal on like this. I just pressed the button for the machine to work itself. But today, tomorrow I'll be properly working.
Wow. And you can see, man. You can see now.
I can see you.
Wow.
I can see you.
Are you surprised?
I'm actually surprised because the guys I'm working with, they were telling me that just go to Mr. Mills there. Maybe you'll be healed. And today, I'm healed.
Wow.
He's a healing Jesus.
Jesus?
Yes,
I give my life to Jesus.
Are you going to serve Jesus from
now? I'm going to serve Jesus. I already started serving Jesus.
You started serving him when?
I started serving him in October when I came to Kuruma from Blackstone. Then I started, I take my life unto the Lord for, because I know the Lord's promises are not like a man's promises. The promises from God are guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Wow. So do you go to church?
Yes, I
attend. Where is your pastor? Who is your pastor?
My pastor is my aunt, who is always by my side. He's having a ministry there. The Divine Purpose House of Worship. That is the place where I'm serving God.
Okay, that's good.
Amen.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty
Jesus.
Yesterday, and you were praying for him.
What happened?
Last night after the service, when I got home, I was asleep. Then I dreamt the man of God, the evangelist, laying his hand on me because I used to have the problem of ulcer, internal mouth wounds. With those wounds, I couldn't eat, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't eat salt things. So today, it was the fulfillment of my healing through that vision.
Wow.
Did you eat something?
Are you healed?
How are you?
I'm healed as I'm saying right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Power is here tonight. Strength in the name of the Lord. Everybody lift your hands. Everybody lift your hands. Father, let your angels visit Kuruman. With many things from heaven. Let the curse go out of Kuruman. And let the blessing come into this city. Upon everyone. The pastors. The people. Thank you.
Thank you.
As we pray. Let your healing continue in the city. And your blessing increase in the city. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
receive your healing.